27 past 7, Gary Buchanan, still to come. Jason Johnson, Nick Rule, the chairman of the Warrnambool Racing Club, is getting ready for, a different week next week. He's been good enough to join us. Nick, good morning.
Good morning, fellas.
Great to have you on the program. How is life down at Warrnambool, considering this is normally about to ramp up into fever pitch activity? It's slightly different in the 2020 version. How are things down there?
Yeah, well, it's really sad to walk around town. I mean, as tomorrow people start flocking into town and over the weekend, and when you see all the motels empty and the pubs closed, it's depressing. Anyway, we'll push on.
How big a hit is it to the racing club? What's going to unfold next week?
Well, it's a massive financial hit to the racing club. We get 30,000 people through the gate over the 3 days. We've got a brand new stand we've built and all of that sitting idle. So that's a massive hit for the club. But anyway, we're lucky to be racing.
Oh yes,
yeah. Well, that's true. So, what sort of impact is it having on the morale of the town? Because obviously, as you said, it's such a big event, not only for Warrnambool, but for all of Victoria, all of Australia in a lot of ways. The focus of the nation when it comes to racing is on Warrnambool next week. How do you sort of explain or define the way the morale's been affected?
Well, it's very hard. I mean, everybody's a bit over it, aren't they? Just people, businesses are under such enormous pressure, and there's so many businesses in Warrnambool that are just totally reliant on this week, or next week. It's just such a fill-up for them, and so they're all struggling, and, it's pretty tough for people out there with businesses that are totally reliant on tourism and the racing's part of that. So it's pretty tough.
So, as chairman of the club, what are sort of some of the strategies, the techniques that you're going to use to navigate your way through financially? Because we're talking from an AFL perspective. If they do play, if they don't play, the ramifications financially on the AFL as a business. From a racing club point of view, how do you do it?
Well, it's not easy. I mean, we've had wonderful. Warrnambool Racing Club's unique in the sense that we've got a very large membership base, so we've had wonderful support from all of our members, and we've had wonderful support from our sponsors as well. They've all stuck, and so when you get factors like that assisting you, obviously there's plenty of government assistance. We just got to tighten our belt, like everybody, and squeeze our way through, hopefully.
You were talking before about the effect it's having on the local economy down there at the Bull, and we know it's an abbreviated carnival in 2020 from a racing perspective. Are you trying to use it as an opportunity to lift the spirits, even though it is abbreviated and there are some tough times down there, that you are trying to lift the spirits of the community and the local businesses just through an abbreviated carnival?
Yeah, we are. I mean, the local radio station, Ace Radio, have got behind it enormously. The Warrnambool Standard's got behind it enormously. So, and we're really looking forward to what will be one of the greatest jumps racing days ever held in Australia on the Tuesday, with three races up through the paddock and everything like that. So, from a racing perspective, there's a lot to look forward to, and we're generating, trying to generate some interest for people to have some parties and things at home and with their families, and try and enjoy it as best they can.
And I guess the other way of looking at it, Nick, and Simon Wild spoke to Michael Felgate about this on Racing Pulse yesterday on this radio station, about that it is an opportunity, I guess, for the racing to really be showcased. It's about the horse, it's about the competition, and not so much about everything that goes with the racing.
Yeah, I think that's right. And as I said earlier, I mean, the jumps racing program on Tuesday is going to be extraordinary. Briley, a really good 3,400 metre chase, and a big long grand annual, and a couple of cracking hurdle races. Three races up through the famous paddock at Warrnambool is worth watching. So, yeah, it's going to be Simon's right. The focus is on the horse, as it should be, and that's probably one of the great things about Warrnambool is it is a true racing carnival. It is. The focus has always been on the horse at Warrnambool, so it's good.
You're the chairman of the Warrnambool Racing Club. Even just talking to you now, Nick, you can hear the the fatigue in your voice, the frustration in your voice. What sort of personal toll has it taken on you and your committee with what's happened?
Well, I mean, for us, it's just been, you know, we've spent $5.8 million developing this magnificent new grandstand at Warrnambool. It really is from a regional racetrack, just an enormous sort of showpiece, and it's just it's heartbreaking to see it finish. You know, we went through this enormous program to finish it 3 weeks before the carnival, so we could get it all ready, and you know, the construction company did a wonderful job, and all these people are involved in getting that project through. It's only a, you know, two and a half year old project, so to get it from concept to completion 2 weeks before the races, and then not see it and to see it sitting idle is heartbreaking, I've got to say. Yeah.
Probably the biggest loss, in fact, it might be a gain for the community down there. One of the highlights of the carnival every year is Matt Stewart prowling the streets late at night looking for a pizza. he won't be able to do that as much this time around. Is that a good thing or a bad thing for the local streets and businesses?
Well, it's probably a good thing, I'd suggest, anyway.
Hey, importantly, Nick, can you still get a hamburger at Kermond's at the moment?
Absolutely. Right. I'm sure Matty Stewart's, I've seen him there knocking on the door. No problem.
He'll be there. Yeah, come hell or high water, knocking on doors, looking for something late at night. I can tell you that much, Nick.
That's right. But you know, the extraordinary thing about this is it does make you understand what you miss, you know, and yeah. I think that's probably the, you know, one of the, if there's any silver lining, it's the fact that you can reflect and say, it makes you think how important Warrnambool is, you know, the 3 days of Warrnambool is for the community, and hopefully the whole community sort of sits back and go, wow, you know, this is not a given, and next year we crank up and you know, have an enormous party.
Well, I've got a feeling that might exactly be the case in the 2021 version, but we wish you the best of luck with the 2020 version, Nick. To you and the club and everyone putting on the show down there next week, we hope it goes as well as humanly possible for the Warrnambool Race Club. Appreciate your time today.
Thanks, fellas. Really appreciate your support as well.
Cheers. Good stuff. Nick Rule, the chairman of the Warrnambool Racing Club, which is